Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining in today's episode of 166 of the Leon LeGrand podcast. Before we begin today's episode, I just want to give you a few words of our sponsors. So today's sponsors is Zenni. Zenni. I love Zenni's glasses. I've used it a lot to protect my eyes on the screen. Works great, and it is awesome. And the use I use on my computer all the time that I've sit around for and work on episodes like this is absolutely amazing. This week, I've just made a purchase on a brand new anti-blue light glasses because I lost it when I was up in New Jersey about 2 months ago. And I have to say, though, I can't wait when it comes here in the States. And it is absolutely amazing. It would be absolutely amazing to use this again consistently for streaming, working, whatever. And I love Zenni's. Go ahead and check out zennisoptical.com. Use the promo link down below. You can just use it to save on extra expense while instead of having to go out to your optometrist. So go ahead, check it out, and that way you'll end up supporting me from here on too. Next, it is Brave. Brave browser. I love Brave. Brave is another good way to help your help you, and that way no malicious people can get into your data. And it's really cool browser I've been using for about over 3 years. I enjoy it and I use it a lot to this day. Go ahead and check out Brave. Last, not least, it is Blueberry. Blueberry, the top number one hosting provider, which I say it's a great start for anyone that is using Blueberry for podcasting, which I have to say I've used their plugins, and I am soon going to switch over to Blueberry to podcast over there, which I think it is great start for podcasting, and it's wonderful too. So if you are a podcaster, actively podcasting, or starting to become a podcaster, I recommend Blueberry. Go into the show notes down below and start off your 30-day trial on Blueberry. Let's go ahead and get on with the show. All right, everybody. So I wanted to go and bring out a topic about Twitch this time, and something I have to say that I've been pushing and grinding through affiliates, and so far there's been a lot of people coming in, and I have to say I've been very impressed with the push I've been going through. It's not bad. It's I have to say though, there's a lot of work with definitely a lot of work with when you're working on your channel, and so far I am pretty much over the 200 following mark. Well, for a lot of people, it may not mean a lot, but I felt that after I've gone through going through on Twitch and playing on Twitch, I just felt that there was just so much work I put into. I almost felt that this was a great, great accomplishment. And something I have to say that it was wonderful that I've put all that work on it. And after playing Little Nightmares 2, and Aliens Firearm, it definitely brought in more people coming to the channel, watching me, and then seeing my growth from here too. And the last game I did played was Siberia 1, which I have to say though, Siberia, it's an old school game. It's been around since 2002, but again, it's the scene or the Siberia community. I don't know, like streaming live on Siberia, it's pretty dead. I'll be honest, but I did get one viewer coming in, and I have to say though, it's a very, very quiet community. That if you're going to plan on streaming old retro games, you just gotta be aware about streaming, what specific titles that you're going to be streaming. Because, I mean, this point, yeah, you've got to be certain that if you're going to get the following and the average viewers to complete your affiliateship, or if you're going to commit yourself to be a streamer long term, it's best that you be serious what titles or what titles you pick up on. Because honestly though, I know that I had a friend criticize me personally about, hey, you know, these old titles, retro titles that you're streaming, that's not going to bring you any viewers, yada 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 yada. Which, well, I could say that that's somewhat true. However, I almost felt that I was thrown shade, which I felt that, to me at this point, that's the problem with people, that yeah, they are right in certain degrees. However, you just don't want to let that discourage you, because the fact that, yeah, I took his criticism by heart and stuff like that, probably I would switch things out. And I remember when Cyberpunk came out, like, late of last year, you know, I remember that was the whole hype, whole thing about Cyberpunk. I have to say, though, honestly, I didn't even stay in to play it long, because here's why. When I played one of the missions, and I did give it a chance, and don't get me wrong, I think Cyberpunk was one of those games that that had potential, and I'm sure it did. But that wasn't a game that I was very hyped up on and excited to play when it first came out. Very honestly, though, this was something that I very, very genuinely, honestly think that this was going to be... this is pipe that was going to come in and it was going to disappear, right? But for me, what I think what made the sales so strong, if in just my opinion, I think when E3 came in, I remember that time, like, Keanu Reeves was the big highlight of E3, and I think that's where it brought so much sales to that point, where I figured this is the selling point. You know, he was you bring this big triple A class celebrity like Keanu Reeves, the actor that did The Matrix, these old action movies, Point a Speed, Point Blank, all that, and you know, you have him right on out there, and I felt that this was something that, hey, it could have sold, but however, when the release came out, and I remember that time where it just didn't work out well, because a lot of people experienced so much issues with patches. And here's my problem with games when you release it out there, and this is just me, but however, is that when you create a game that's just works out halfway, but then you experience a glitch while in the middle of the mission, I almost felt that all these patches or what they are doing is just placing a band-aid over a game, and not putting the actual cure for it, or not fixing it before production, which I think, in my opinion, it is quite lazy. That they've would end up releasing it while you have issues right there too. And this is the thing about patches. Well, many will agree or disagree, doesn't matter, but I think patches will just cover things up and not fix the whole issue. While they do its job, and for sure, and I haven't even logged into to play Cyberpunk or play it for in a very, very long time. And I'm sure that I'll end up snagging some views on Cyberpunk, but who knows? It'll be some point later on that I will end up playing it, probably in my personal time, but not live by any means of the imagination. And that's one thing I think when you're streaming, you want to feel comfortable for yourself, however, that you wanted to play games that you will eventually like and enjoy. And to me, I felt comfortable playing Aliens Firearm Elite. And this was a game that was gifted to one of my online friends. And pretty much it was the same friend that that actually recommended me to try out Cyberpunk. And I paid full price on it. This was coming out for me. However, I have to say though, I don't ever spend a full price on video games a lot, you know, never all the time, because you almost question, is it really worth spending full price on the game and end up playing it live or just playing it by yourself? Now, if it's a game that you definitely enjoy, of course, you could just play on your own. That's one thing about streaming, is that the beauty of streaming, I think, is that you can play a certain title and there are tons of people that will come into your stream and they will come and watch, which is cool. And I remember, I didn't expect this to make me big or anything. I remember when I tried Brawl Stars back in early 2020, and this is where it got me to the point that I was starting to get back into the stream, back into streaming, because I had so much time in my hands. And I have to say though, I was really impressed with Brawl Stars. I love the action on there, and I think Brawl Stars would be something that I'll eventually come back and play live one day too. And I can still play it on a program that I use a lot, and I forgot the name of the program. But anyways, it's a program where you use that program to play mobile games from Google Play and just play those games right on your PC, which is great, much better than having to tilt your head and play and right in front of the screen, which I honestly think having to do that is very unhealthy, my opinion, because honestly, you can just have the screen right there, right in front of you, and then have the chat on right off the other screen right there, because it is much better, much personally, because you can just now have your head tilted right down the phone screen of the phone too. And that's where I was starting to get so much of a following now, which I thought, wow, this is cool and all. And plus, I did enjoy the game myself personally. And one thing I will say, like when I had followers, I remember there was one of my friends that was watching me on my Twitch channel all the time. I remember he used to come to my channel a lot to watch me play World Warships, and he enjoyed watching me get myself sunk. And it was great. I think I love the game too, and especially World Warships is fun. I definitely enjoyed that for sure. However, I did stop playing it because it's like, oh, I have to come back and I have to just jump in and check out what's coming up and what new items I have to lock, so on and so forth too. But sometimes it can be really dragging. It can be tedious to play World Warships too. And that's one thing about the beauty of streaming, is that you can choose which games you want to play live and stuff like that too. However, when it comes to the stream game, there's an important aspect I want to just bring in as well, is this. When you are streaming, there is a potential to grow, but you definitely have to remember that not all games that you go live will get you big. And when you are streaming, like it doesn't matter which platform, YouTube is starting to grow right there too. I know that a lot of people are going in and streaming on on YouTube. And despite the issues that's going on in chat, which I know that a lot of people have said that the chat on YouTube is not great. But however, I've been so used to Twitch for so long that for me, I don't even expect myself to switch over to YouTube anytime soon, because why would I ever want to use their service to stream? I honestly think that as a platform right there, while I think I'm sure YouTube is going to do fine and successfully well on it too, don't get me wrong, I just think I would rather put my time well worth on another platform instead, and doing that too will be much better than having to do it. Now, like, you, for example, Trovo, which I think Trovo, I see that it's going to be pretty good to see more competition out there. And well, I will say that Trovo, it is in beta. For beta, it's, and this is one thing I see with betas coming in already too, is that you're going to have potential on growing on that platform. And I'm sure you're going to get viewers over in Trovo more so than on Twitch now, because the viewership on Twitch is definitely very competitive. And like I said, you've got to keep up what's trending and make sure that if you're going to be successful, you definitely have to compete with other streamers out there too. And it is a numbers game. So don't forget that as well. Don't forget that. And especially like even the last few days, I had to make a stop streaming because I was taking time with just personal life, getting rid of things, and also having to get rid of things for moving by next year, 2022, which I've already made the decision in my mind, and that's not going to stop me. And I've already made this personal decision because I've said this to one dude on a podcast that I'm looking to move down to Central Florida. And I think Central Florida wouldn't be a bad move. I've seen the place over there, and honestly, it's not going to be too bad though. And I lived in Georgia for way too long, and I've been living in Georgia for pretty much my teenage and throughout my early adult years, that I'm to a point that now I'm just ready to make changes in my life and just getting out of here right now. And I'm sure that here in the States, I'm sure it is pretty messy. Depends on where you are, of course. But I'm sure that a lot of people that are still living in big cities like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, wherever, right? I'm sure that a lot of people are just going through a hell of a hard time trying to get out of big urban cities. However, I've lived here in Georgia for too long. I figured it's just about time to make moves and just get away, because I'm ready to get away for me, however, because I'm just to a point that I'm ready to get out of here too. And this won't stop me from streaming. I don't want to say that this is going to stop me from streaming, but with this move down to Central Florida, I am just getting rid of things one by one. And why I'm doing it one by one, because here's why. There's not going to be a lot of things that I'm going to be taking down there with a moving truck. That's not going to happen. And why I'm not going to do that, because for one, this is just a reset in my life. And I'm just saying, I'm going to start fresh. And the stuff I have here at home, I'm just going to get rid of, especially cards, comic books that I have here, which I'm getting rid of, or getting rid of as much as I can, cabinets, furniture, all that, because it's stressful. Plus, the move is just a lot of work, having to take furniture and move it elsewhere. And that's why I'm just saying, nah, I'm not going to just take all that. It's just not possible for me to do, and getting rid of all that out there. I'm not going to move all that stuff from here in Georgia down to South Florida, because I'm sure that the furniture I have here is better off with someone else's hands. For me, I can see that. And plus, there's tons of furniture places out there I can just go out and spend money on furniture, really. So that's why it's just important for me to get away and do that too. And so that's why I've had to stop streaming, because of things I want to get rid of and get things out there as much as I can. And so it's been really good that I've been getting a lot of stuff done. But however, that's one thing about streaming. And here's things, this right here. The reason, I think a lot of times when you are streaming, it can suck your time. It's a time sucker. You just, when you're streaming a lot, especially, you have to know that depending who you are and depending on your audience, and I know I have viewers in parts of the world, you know, and one of the viewers, two of my viewers that came and watched me that played Little Nightmares 2, two average viewers, one from Saudi Arabia, the other one from Belgium. I was like, wow. I was like, whoa, that blew me that I have people parts of the world watching me and stuff like that too. And again, it depends on your time zone. And not everybody, when I say everybody, not everybody can come over and watch you because of the confusing time zones. And plus, if you start streaming late around 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and somebody is out there, is up and on that certain time frame around the other side of the world, they can't really come stay up and watch you all the time. So there's that. And if you could make the time yourself, I'm sure that any decent person can go ahead and start sleeping in early and start streaming right probably in early mornings, right? And that you guys can start streaming and so that way people can come over, which I thought about it for many, many times. And plus you can get viewers to come in at their time frame at a very convenient time frame right there too, which while I will say that it won't work for everybody, but that's something I've thought about as well. So that's one. It can be a time suck, and not every streamer can go ahead and sit on their asses for about 4 hours streaming all the time, which is not always possible. And the other advice I would say, with if you're starting out streaming, don't spend too much time streaming for that length of a time. Start small. Start about like an hour or 2 hours stream, which is okay. You don't have to play for a very, very long time, because just don't put a strain in your body. Even though a lot of people say, you know, grinding is the best way to growth, but why would you ever want to start that much and strain yourself starting out for the first time? It just doesn't make sense for anyone like yourself that wants to start off pushing out and grinding out for a very long time. And I remember when I played Aliens Firearm Elite, I loved it and I enjoyed the game so much because it felt like Gears of War. And that was a game I actually played Gears of War on when I had the Xbox 360. It was hella fun. I enjoy every moment of Aliens just because of that. It just played like a Gears of War title. And I was like, what? And I can't believe I'm playing Aliens Firearm Elite. which I had to say that that did boost my followership. Like four people came in and then right away followed me right there too. So I've had a good crowd and I loved it right there too. So, and I've played it for at one time when Aliens, I played it all the way for about I did play 1 hour and 45 minutes the other day, but the longest I played or played and streamed was five hours and 10 minutes. It was so long. It was, and this is one thing about streaming is, it could be a strain, not in your body, but your eyes. And that's one thing, if you're going to be streaming, just start small. Just start small because you're not going to end up becoming a overnight success. So don't ever think that grinding is the best way to start. And what truly is a little bothersome is the worst advice that anybody can give to anybody is that if you're going to stream, it's all about the grind. And that's one thing that truly bothers me a little bit. It's like, it's all about the grind. Well, why can't you start small? I don't see nothing wrong with starting small for about a few hours and about 2 or 3 hours, which is a good minimum. But why do you have to push yourself all the way from 9 p.m. all the way through 1 a.m., which to me, that's still a long, long time, you know? And if you could be entertaining and if you can start small right there too, you don't have to push yourself and grind, which that's the worst advice you can just give to anybody. Because I don't see nothing wrong with starting out small. And that's one of the reasons, or one of the reasons that a lot of people fail easily enough, because if you are just grinding way too much, you're going to put so much strain on yourself. So remember that. That's not the way to go. And I'm sure many people will come out and disagree with me, but that's the way I'm just going to put it out there too. And that's why, as someone like me, I had to stop streaming and focus on my personal life, which for all of us right here, first of all of us definitely have a personal life. And that's one of the reasons I had to make a stop and continue what I had to do, basically. So yeah. So I want to just go ahead and focus on that and make sure that if I am going to continue streaming on again too, I just got to finish doing things behind the scenes and then I'll come back streaming too. Now, as far as podcasting goes, I'm not going to stop podcasting, and I will go back and get in the flow of things again and post podcasts every week on Fridays, which I know I won't stop. And I know a friend of mine kind of suggests, how about stop podcasting, focus on things you got to do too. Honestly though, there's no reason for me to stop. I'm going to continue doing it and continue what I have to do. For me, I've listened to one of my older friends, even though he's like, oh, you know, take it easy on it. Don't have to do it every week. Just focus on your stuff. And my friend is way too chill about it too. And that's one thing, is anybody can go out and post things up too. You don't have to stop. And that's my problem with people that are super laid back, and that they say, oh, you know, don't feel that you have to be pressured. Well, no, you don't. It's not like you don't. It's not that you're being pressured, but you want to be consistent of your work. You know, you want to make sure that you can get your material out there as much as you can. There's nothing wrong with that too. And that's one of the things I find chill and relaxed state of minds. While you have to be relaxed, you have to have the time to focus on yourself personally too. And the thing is that when you're starting becoming a content creator, you have to post and be consistent on it too. And people do expect a time frame, and people want to see your stuff on a weekly basis, which to me, I want to be as consistent as I can. And I've been posting episodes. Now this is like 100, like I said, 100, episode 166. And I want to push as much as I can. And look, I know that not everybody can be the Tim Ferriss of podcasts. Now, if you work hard on your podcast, continue what you're doing, or if you have a project that you do, or if you're a TikToker, if you're a Instagrammer, you've got to be consistent, you know. And by the time you stop for a long time, like, I don't know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, there's going to be people out there that are not going to follow you or come back to you, because there's that point that, well, who's going to hear from me? Who's going to follow me? And it's not like I'm like, here's the thing. Don't be out there for attention, or don't be out there for the clout. Of course, don't ever do that. But if you're just out there, and if you want to be consistent, you know, a lot of people put themselves out there because you are working. That's the main reason that you put yourself out there. Because if people see content out there, you have to be very consistent. And as someone that is posting consistently and working on talking about tech, which, however, I'm sure there's tons of things about technology. There's so much out there in tech world, which I know I haven't followed too much on it because of my personal life, which I know on next episode, I will talk about more on data and privacy, new things like that too, which I haven't kept up with it because I'm just focusing on personal matters in my own life, right? As everybody knows at this point. So yeah, that's why it is very important to keep up with things that you have to keep up, which is very, very simple, basically. And I know right after this recording, I'm going to be writing about Clubhouse, which Clubhouse, I have to say, ooh, it's just an emotional train wreck. Oh my God. It's not a great platform. It's just not a good way for your mental health. And I know there's people out there that like Clubhouse because it brings dialogue, but man, it's not going to be for everybody. I will have a written post about it right after I am done with this episode. So this is one thing you'll see from me is written content or written blogs, a blog about something at this point. So at least finally, I'm going to get content out there for people that are going to be interested. So yeah, so that's going to be interesting. But anyways, everybody, I'm going to go ahead and put this podcast to a stop. Guys, I'd like to hear your comments on YouTube. If you're listening to me on YouTube, Odyssey, or if you have something to say through iTunes review, please, by all means, let's get some conversation going. Let's get some dialogue going. Guys, I am pretty much everywhere. So you can see me through Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, tons of podcasting services out there. You name it. So with that said, I am out. This is Leon LeGray here. And see you next time in the next conversation of episode 167 of the Leon LeGray podcast. Take care. Goodbye. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoy on today's audio episode of 166 of the Leon LeGray podcast. Guys, if you want to see more content or have content coming through your inbox, go ahead and subscribe to me on my newsletter. The Leon LeGray entry is where I post all my blogs each and every week. So go ahead and check out the entry, put down your email, and all the new content will comment right into your inbox. So that way you don't have to wonder when I'm gonna be getting the new blog coming in. And that way you'll know all the details coming right to your inbox every single week. So everybody, thanks for coming in, and see you and hear from you next time on episode 167 of the Lee and LeGrey podcast. Take care. So long.